Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So how did you find out about this time capsule?
Well, the tech blog Gizmodo had a list of the most exciting or the top time capsules being opened this year across the country, and Charlotte made the list. And their post was that in 1964, Mayor Stan Brookshire, who is the guy who you see, he's on all the highway signs, Mayor Stan Brookshire had written a letter to be opened by Charlotte's mayor 50 years into the future, which is this year, and that they had sealed it up in a time capsule in May of 1964, buried it outside of what the blog called an unknown or, you know, unrecognized movie theater, and that was it. Well, it didn't take very long to figure out which movie theater had opened in 1964. It's the Park Terrace, and if you go out there, it's not hard to find that where the time capsule is. It's buried right next to the exit doors. There's a plaque and everything.
Now, you went to the library and did some research about what exactly is in the time capsule, but in your story, you decided not to give it all away. Why?
Well, you know, that was hard for me to not just kind of put it all out there. With this, I held back a little bit. There are some nuggets of information that are out there already. And by going to the library, you can find out exactly what's in the time capsule. There's a story written in the newspaper on the day that they buried it about what went in there. And, you know, I actually had posted it for about a hot minute, a picture of the entire article that laid it all out. And a friend of mine said, you know, I don't know if I want to find out, you know, too early about what's in there. I don't know if I want to find out by clicking on a picture on Twitter. I would like to be surprised.
Well, that's sort of our whole fascination with time capsules anyway, is the not knowing and you have to wait for all these decades. Not that there's actually going to be anything really that fascinating inside.
Yeah, the funny thing about time capsules is it's sort of a snapshot of what we think is important, but it can also be mundane. So the things that we think are important now, if you seal them up now and put them in a time capsule and we open them in 50 years, they might crack it open and say, oh, okay, you know, there are other ways to find out what things were like back then. And you also have to hope that it's going to survive for however many years that you buried it.
Speaking of that, you dug up, no pun intended, a few other time capsules in the Charlotte area that were buried in the late 50s, early 60s. Apparently that was a popular thing to do back then. And some of them didn't survive very well.
Yeah, there was one buried in 1959 at the Charlottetown Mall, the former Charlottetown Mall. When they opened it, and it was 50,000 people showed up for the opening. They buried this time capsule, made a big to-do about it. Well, there was a problem in that it was supposed to be open in 25 years. When they dug it up in 1984, A, not that many people showed up, like 300 people showed up. And B, this is kind of morbid, they used a child's coffin as the actual vault to keep everything sealed up and secure. Well, moisture had gotten in, and so some of the stuff inside had turned to mush. They buried another one at the mall. And since they buried it, they bulldozed the mall. And now the Metropolitan is there. And they dug up the time capsule when they built the Metropolitan. And last I heard, it was sitting in somebody's office, and they couldn't get the thing open. So they're 0 for 2 for time capsules, at least at that site in Charlotte.
Is anyone putting time capsules in the ground these days?
I don't know. The time capsules now are online. So for a while, you know, I had made a website when I was in high school in like 1998. And up until recently, it was still there. Actually, it was on AOL and I was not able to take it down. And eventually, AOL just got rid of the whole lot of the websites that people had created then. But for a long time, I could go back and like look at what I thought was important when I was in high school. Maybe that's the kind of time capsule now. They're not physical time capsules, but with the internet and with the way things are being stored now, we're laying out these little time capsules every single day when we put something on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Our history is being made, and we can go back and like open a time capsule whenever we want.
Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.